we have an election coming up, and I think that no matter who you're voting for, we'll agree that we're all kind of screwed. Because one, you know, you have a known criminal. The other one, you have a certain amount of unknown. And either way, we're all going to be screwed. And if you weren't sure of that, to remind us, we welcome back a Tampa Bay broadcasting legend and great friend of the show. This is Lionel. How are you, sir?
You said it perfectly. We are royally, royally hosed.
Yeah.
This is... By the way, how about that Amy Schumer, huh?
No, but you know what, though? I fell asleep with the TV on last night, so I heard it all morning this morning, and there are people...
That's never happened before.
Yeah, but people walking out, and everybody that was there said it wasn't that bad. She made a couple comments. It was towards the end of the show, and that was, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Let me tell you, the whole thing, remember when they gave her, what, $9 million for this book, which was a flop? She was so PO'd at first that she wouldn't do any of her book deals because nobody bought this. Her fans don't read. Amy Schumer, a book deal? What?
Because they...
Think about that one.
That, but you know what? That's part of the problem with being famous, is that once you get to a certain level, then they exhaust every avenue they can to make money off of you, and then in 2 years, you're wore out. Nobody cares about you anymore because you did a book and a TV show and a special and Barbara Walters.
Exactly right.
And then they wait for you to crash. If there's no crash and burn after that, then they just get tired of you.
Right. It's called habituation.
Yeah.
It's when you put on like a clunky watch or something at first, you think, God, this is so heavy. And then I'm not going to get used to it. Next thing you know, you don't even know it's there.
That's it.
And by the way, Mike, do you remember back? I'm trying to think of when this was this bad. I'm trying to think maybe during the Clinton era with Monica Lewinsky. It wasn't even that bad as it is right now. Have you lost any friends, any of your listeners, millions, by the way, congratulations on the plaudits, the paeans, the panegyrics, the awards you've received lately?
Yes, we're very famous.
Very famous and deservedly so, sir. Have you lost any friends? Do you and your wife say, whatever you do, don't talk about Clinton.
Well,
don't talk about Trump. We're meeting with so-and-so. You know how they are. It's our kid's teacher or the neighbor or Aunt Phoebe. Or don't talk about him.
There's been more of that than there is losing. I if you're going to lose a friend over it, they weren't a friend in the first place. But there has definitely been times where we won't engage in a conversation because we know that we're talking to people who we disagree with so much. I did, however, remove one person. I removed one person from Facebook because I was sick of that person calling me a racist because I was going to choose to vote for Trump.
Oh, look, it comes down to simply this. It's very, very simply this. Number one, I'm not voting for any of these. I'm abstaining. I'm not going to subject myself to this subjugation. I'm not going to sign off. It's like asking a bunch of prisoners at a prison, you know, at Stark, Florida, who should be the jailer of the month.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to vote for this. It's ridiculous. This is a fraud. This is nothing but this left-right paradigm. And believe it or not, once they get to office, it doesn't matter because the script is already there. You know and I know we're going to be going to war. Everything is written. These guys don't run the show. But that being said, here is the thing that amazes me. With Hillary Clinton, there's three main things. I want everybody to understand this. Number one, she's gravely ill. Now, I don't know how to say this any more than this. Forget the politics. Forget what she's done. She is so ill and has been. This is one of the best kept secrets ever. Well, to some. To the mainstream media, you've got to turn that crap off, especially CNN. And you know, and I tweet about this, and you tweet about this at Lionel Media, and I've lost a lot of friends. You know what? Screw them. I don't care. This is my country. I'm not going to ask you for permission.
What does she have, you think? What is she? Does she have a cancer? People said Parkinson's, which doesn't seem to show any of the signs of that.
Doesn't matter. All I know is simply this. Have you ever seen those pictures of when a president starts off? President starts off and says, here's Barack Obama. He's got black hair. Here's George Bush. 4 years later, they look like they've had a stroke because the job itself is very taxing, as you can understand.
Right.
So therefore, health, to an extent, I mean, we had Woodrow Wilson who had a stroke. Nobody told us. FDR had polio, but that was a little bit different. He could still function. JFK had Addison's disease and was all hopped up on all kinds of pills and this is serious stuff. Here's what happened. In 2012, Bill Clinton is even there. And Mike, here's the best part. It's written down. It's written. I'm not telling you anything. Just Google this. Read it. She's at the State Department. She falls. And then they say, no, she doesn't fall. She fell at home. Who cares where she fell? Anyway, she fell. Blood clot, concussion. Then Benghazi. I'm not going to bring that up again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the funky glasses she wore?
Yes.
Remember those glasses? Okay. Those are called Fresnel, F-R-E-S-N-E-L, Fresnel lenses. They're anti-prismatic. Those are for diplopia or double vision.
Oh, boy.
And that's what you get. And everybody in alternative foreign media, everybody knew this. Then it gets better. Then she has the DNC. Remember that? The seizures. The balloon incident. Did you see that?
She
sees right there.
Yeah.
She also has... Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
She has the handler. Remember the big African-American guy with the benzo pen, the benzodiazepine pen?
Right.
He's walking around with her. This is her medical... I think he was a Secret Service agent, but he basically is there to administer. He's got the pen in his hand. Other people said, oh, no, it's a flashlight. It's a pen. It's a benzo pen. Boom. And what happens is, as she seized one time, in one particular instance, he gets up, and you can hear her on mic saying, it's okay. It's okay. You're going to get through this. She canceled appearances. She's ill. She's got an ambulance. She drives an ambulance. It's not a whatever. It's an ambulance with a bed in it. 9/11, the 9/11 catastrophe, they're doing neurological testing in front of everybody. She loses her shoe. Jesus Christ, what do you people need to know? You're going to turn the keys over, and then step two. Thank God for Julian Assange. Thank God for WikiLeaks. Why aren't our media doing this? Why don't they tell us this?
The WikiLeaks seems to have... They've made it in the media seem like they under-delivered compared to their promise, but yet every time somebody takes the time to go through it, there's plenty of stuff there.
Oh, under-delivered? Here's another thing, too. You've got two things, WikiLeaks and the Podesta emails. Now, first of all, you know Americans aren't going to read. Oh, look at Amy Schumer's book. Nobody reads. We don't read anymore. It's like, tell us. Tell us what it means. Here's one thing you'll never notice. They don't ever refute it. Nobody ever says, that never happened. What are you talking about? These are wrong. No, never. What do? They turn to Trump. All right, that's the second thing. The third thing is, here's the best part. Now, you know, you're from this area.
By the way, can I interrupt you for a second? They don't refute it. Because, which is a bigger problem, they don't refute it because they know they've been stone cold busted. And yet the bigger problem that nobody wants to acknowledge is, if you are hacking into the highest levels of government's emails, that means we're all screwed on that level, way beyond that, and nobody's really stopping for a second to realize LifeLock isn't going to save you from this stuff. I mean, seriously, think about it. If you're able to break into the government's email, if one government's able to hack another government, there is nothing as a private citizen that is private at all.
Mike, it's not the government. Remember, this is why they said you can't have a private server.
Mm.
They can do this, believe me. If you want to do... Now, listen, anybody can be hacked. Anybody, you know this, I know this, everybody has known this. This is just regular kind of stuff. But what it goes to show you is that this goes to show you, Hillary, C means classified. She actually said, honest to God, your kids could do better than this. Oh, C means classified? I didn't know. I thought it was copyright. I don't know. This is the kind of nonsense. Now, remember, when you have a regular media, like when you've got people like in the old days, if you say, whoa, wait a minute, hold it, what was this again? That's one thing. But when you have Clinton News Network, you have CNN, you have MSDNC, ABC, NBC, you have these basically bought-off people. That is a major impediment to people learning about this.
Yeah.
Well, let me go back to what I said before. You're from Staten Island. You know the boys. You know people. You've met a few guys, straighten up, got the badge, got the button. You know how things work, protection. Imagine you start, and even in radio, the payola stuff, you got to sign this, and you got to sign this, and you can't give this away, and if you do, and if you use your position, you can't do that. Like, this is radio.
Yeah.
Imagine you start the Mike Calta Foundation. And the Mike Calta Foundation, next thing you know, you say to somebody, say, listen, I can forget going to the bone for their advertising. No, 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 no. You donate to the Mike Calta Foundation, and we'll work with you. You would be under the prison. That's what she did with the State Department.
Oh.
She's the Secretary of State. They went to the Clinton Foundation. They paid millions of dollars. Millions. And the next thing you know, foreign countries, foreign leaders, including Saudi Arabia, get what they want. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They make the Gambino crime family look like the Junior League.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, that you. Unfortunately, you start saying this stuff, and everybody goes, "Oh, you're just anti. You're anti-Hillary. You're anti-woman. You're anti-Democrat." But really, that is a. It's exactly what I said yesterday. It is a great racket. I mean, that is a good. If you can be a part of that, if you can get on the receiving end of that, that's great. But what high crime. I mean, they were literally taking money from some of the worst countries and then arranging special favors for them, giving them FaceTime with Bill Clinton. She would make decisions as Secretary of State based on who made a deposit into their account. And why doesn't anybody call that out? Why doesn't anybody in government call that out?
Because, and by the way, I am anti-Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
Absolutely. How can you be pro? Anybody who is for, let's talk about that for a moment. There are people that you meet, and this is the beauty of Trump. See, Trump comes along, and I'm not going to, extol his virtues, but let me tell you what he did. Trump came along, and I think, seriously, I thought, he kind of turned to his wife one day and said, listen, honey, and I'm not going to do her Zsa Zsa Gabor accent, but he goes, I don't want to go to honey, Melania, don't worry about listen. You don't understand it. I just got bumped from the Apprentice. I'm losing my cue, ready. My agent says, I'm just going to go. Look, Alan Keyes, he did it. Gary Bauer, you don't remember those names, but they ran. People run all the time. I'm going to go out. You're going to love this. I'm going to go out and say we're going to build a wall around Mexico, around Texas or whatever, the border, which makes no sense. And I'm going to call Mexicans rapists. Well, I'm not going to say that, but that's what they're going to think. I'm saying, it doesn't matter. Believe me, honey, I'm out of the race tomorrow. Trust me. He goes out, he says it, he's in a different universe, a different gravitational system, and he's through the roof. And he comes back, and he says, I can't believe this. I can't believe what I just did. Mike, he beat 16,
yeah.
The best, the brightest. Jeb Bush, a brain surgeon, an honest-to-God brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
He beat them. And I don't mean just beat them. I mean, he destroyed them. So Hillary Clinton comes along and she says, whoa, 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 wait a minute, hold it. What the hell is this? What's going on? Don't worry, Hillary. We got Bernie Sanders here. Bernie, because Hillary basically wants to be elevated. She wants the coronation. She wants the, like, a beatification. She wants to go to Rome and ask Francis, look, just make me the president.
Yeah.
I'm entitled. You don't understand something. I'm Hillary Clinton. God damn it, this is my time. I don't run for this. You don't understand. This is in the cards. This is in the stars. I was born for this, and I'm tired of this. And I sat out for that Obama. Twice. And by the way, Obama and Michelle cannot stand her.
No.
Cannot stand her. Let me tell you this. This word racist. You know, Mike, the word racist has been diluted to the point where it doesn't mean anything anymore. It doesn't even mean. People don't even know what it means. Do you know where the birther thing started from? You know where it started?
I do, and I think we've talked about it before. That started from Hillary's campaign, which is why he hates her.
Hillary did it. Hey, folks, go online. Go to the Google. Mark Penn. The Mark Penn. And then a memo, Sidney Blumenthal. You know the picture they had? It looks almost Photoshopped. There's a picture of Obama wearing, I don't want to say, it's a headdress. I've never seen anybody wear this anywhere. I think they went into the wardrobe closet and says, give me something. I thought they Photoshopped. Anyway, it's a picture of him They spread that. Then they called it, they didn't call it birtherism, they called it otherism. They said, you know, he doesn't have our kind of American standards. Mm-hmm. And then you might want to find out where exactly he was born. She did that. Blumenthal did that. And then, here's the best part, to show you the unmitigated, and as we say in West Tampa, the cojones, the C.O. Jones that she had, these gargantuan, elephantine balls that she had to say, don't worry. She looks in the camera, and without batting an eye, says, this is the kind of racist message from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Racist.
When she started.
And she did it.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody, by the way, look at your local news stations. You think they're going to go through this? Seriously. You think that rag, the St. Pete Times, is going to go through this? Oh, forget that. Who's going to? Look at that. Isn't that that pathetic rag? They're the only game in town. They bought out the Tampa Bay, Tampa Tribune, and they still suck. I mean, they're awful. It's terrible. Both of their stories are AP and Newswire.
Yeah.
Where is this Pulitzer Prize? Pulitzer Prize my ass. It's absolutely, I mean, the Penny Saver is more compelling than these people. But that's the state, because these newsrooms, the media are just shuttered. But Mike, it goes beyond this. You know what she did for Haiti, the Clinton Foundation? Clinton Foundation, they raised about maybe $14 billion.
Right.
How much did they get? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. But let me.
Diluted AIDS drugs. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, in the debate, the one thing that I think that makes me happy about Trump is I love, just like he said where he's going to go out and say he's going to build a wall and call them rapists and stuff, I love now that he's like, I got nothing to lose. He calls her out for the birther thing. He said it right to her. You started it.
And, yes, and here's the best part. Here is the best part. Now, this guy, I mean, there's so much to go through. First of all, there's a part of me that says, Americans are stupid. Stupid. And you're going to learn a lesson. You're going to pay. You want to vote for her? You go ahead. You go ahead. Mike, you and I are in duck soup. This is fantastic. Can you imagine having to spend the next 4 years trying to support Donald Trump? No! Wait till she gets, unfettered when she goes nuts. But here's the best part. Let's talk about all this rape stuff. Gloria Allred. Let me ask you a question. Has Gloria Allred ever represented these women? If somebody came to you and said, Mike, 1985 at a Christmas party, some woman said you groped her. You would say, and?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Well, 35 years ago, she said, you came up and you wound up and you grabbed her whatever, feline menu caption, as we call it. And you said this and you grabbed her. Uh-huh, yeah, and? Well, listen, Gloria Allred is going to show up today. Yeah, and? Is she going to sue me? Well, she can't, because it happened too long ago. Well, what is she going to do? Well, nothing. What does Gloria Allred do? Does she represent these women? I don't know. She holds them. She cries them. I think she, like, grabs them, makes them cry, and then leaves them. They just go away.
She squeezes the tears out of them at a press conference, and then she leaves. Yeah, that I don't understand what she was doing there before, because there is no lawsuit there. So what is she? Is she there to get the media?
But here's the best part. Ask this. You mean to tell me, if you think the GOP is any less, I mean, look, Hillary is beyond, I mean, she and these guys, they reinvent evil. But you mean to tell me that Reince Priebus or any of the GOP guys didn't say, wait a minute, why? How come we didn't get these women? You mean to tell me Jeb Bush, how bad is that?
Yeah.
Jeb Bush, oh my God. Why didn't the Republicans find one woman? They don't do that. Democrats do, but here's the best part. Now you've got these women. Go down the list. Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones.
Real quick, just tell me your opinion on Trump bringing those women to the debate, because from the sensational point of view of this being the best show on television, I thought that was brilliant.
Classic.
Yeah.
The man honestly does things. See, in any other country, they say, who is that? Listen, let me tell you something. There's a lot of folks listening, and not because you've got, you know, children listening to your show, but this is before their time.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, kids, let me tell you something. These women, and this is, you talk about sexist, and this is where Trump loses me. He gets a woman 35 years ago, and because she may look like the assistant principal or your aunt, you know, people are saying, what, he went after that? It's like, no, that's not the point.
Yeah, but he's got a woman. That's the one that we go, well, we were saying this earlier, which one of these things doesn't belong? He's got a he's got a record of women that he'll open mouth kiss or grab by the pee if he has to, and she didn't seem to fit the description. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's an odd, she's the odd one out.
But this is a guy. This is a problem. You can't say that a woman deserved to be grabbed or raped or assaulted because she was scantily clad or because she was ranking. No, you can't say that. Consequently, you can't do it in reverse by saying, well, she couldn't have been grabbed. Because why? Because she looks like a dog. She looks like Bradley Cooper. She looks like a Buick. You can't do that.
If you line them all up, it's like, I believe that Trump went after Marcia, Cindy, and even Jan and the mom. But Alice? That's where you go. You really want Alice too?
Or Sam.
Alan Reed. Yeah, exactly.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. Mr. Clinton, yeah, Bill Clinton, I got a question for you. Yeah. Do you know Juanita Broderick? Yeah. Did you have sex with her forcibly? Yes or no? Answer the question. I'm not going to talk about it. Well, answer the question.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to talk about that. Well, and then what she's doing, here's the best part. Look, if Hillary's kind of like Camille Cosby, you know, Bill Cosby's wife. All right, fine. But what they're saying is that she basically set up a war room and went after them.
Yeah.
That's why it's important. But again, the American mainstream media are the barking seals. They don't know anything. They're just saying, let's talk about what Trump said, and it doesn't matter. We're also right now looking at, let me ask you, let me stop you right there. I want all of you to think about this. Mike, let me ask you a question. What is the biggest issue? Look at your kids, look at your wife, look at your family, look at your future, look at your, what issues matter to you? And then the next question is, what of those issues have even been remotely discussed during this campaign?
No, that's the absolute truth. I tried to think about it too. Healthcare, of course, seems to be an issue. That's the one thing my wife and I disagree upon because she is in the healthcare field, and that's the one reason why I think she's going to end up voting for Hillary. But I always worry about the security of this country in the future and how other countries will interact with us and what our involvement will be in overseas. I mostly don't like the Obama administration now because of their what they did to Israel with the Iran nuke deal. And those are the things that I worry about. And yes, nothing has been addressed in this election from either side.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And this is the best part. Either way, it doesn't matter because Hillary in particular is a Wall Street shill, a puppet, and a warmonger.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot believe there are people who are just itching for a war. Now, look, it comes down to simply this. You know, a Rorschach test. You know, the ink blot.
Yep.
What does that look like to you? That looks like a puppy. To me, it looks like a lawnmower on fire, but that doesn't really matter. There is no right answer. Let's look at that cloud. What does that cloud look like to you? I look like, that's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, people look at her and they say, look, here is the average Hillary Clinton. Look, I don't know what Hillary's never said anything. This is a woman who said, by the way, I like what she does about LGBTQIA. By the way, you know we're up to QIA after the LGBTQIA.
There's too many. I would have been good with just G. Yay. It worked for me.
LGBTQIA, MOUSC, BLT, something like a sandwich at the Carnegie. What is it? Anyway, so you go through this stuff and they say, you know, she's behind LGBTQ. She was against it. This
yes.
Matter saying, I'm for. And then they say, well, I changed my mind. You changed your mind. They don't even know that. You should see this New York crowd, the Broadway crowd, the theater crowd, the Hollywood crowd, the gay crowd. They love her. They say, you schmucks, did you hear? What if somebody said, you know, I was for segregation, and now I'm against it. It's like,
and it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago that she was against it. And how did they not know? How did they not know? I don't know. That blows my mind.
It's there. Here is the worst part. The end. Let's go back to Trump again. The thing that Trump does is he says these things in the worst possible way. But you say, you know what? When he just kind of speaks extemporaneously, when he just does it, and you say, you know what? Oddly, this is not the way perhaps maybe I would do it, but the subject matter is right on. He connects with people. He he does something, and he doesn't need this. Look, she's a crook. That's the best part. I've never, and I can't say this again. There have been people, you can go down the list. You didn't like George Bush? Okay, fine. The Iraq policy, fine. It was about an ideology, maybe that. But he didn't basically, he wasn't pocketing money from Blackwater or pocketing money so that he could go to Iraq. It was an ideology. Nixon, that wasn't a Watergate burglary because they were going to make a few bucks. No, it was about, it was crazy, it was depraved, whatever. Hillary Clinton doesn't even have the conviction where she would tell you, if she had a few drinks with you, she'd say, Mike, you don't understand. I don't believe in anything. Mike, I've never had anything in my life.
Yeah.
I've never had two nickels to rub together. I'm making more goddamn money than you can imagine. I'm making, you know how much the Clinton Foundation brings in? Billions.
And you know, I always found this so, I didn't understand the answer to this question. I was a poor kid. I got a little bit of money now, and I'm pretty happy. At what point, like I first asked myself this during the Gulf War and after 9/11 with Dick Cheney with his company in Halliburton and making all that money, and I thought, I imagine Dick Cheney's pretty rich now and he's an old guy. How much is enough before you're willing to for people to lose lives over it?
I'll give you the best one. I'll give you the best one. Henry Kissinger, how he's not arrested, I have no idea. But his is ideology. Henry Kissinger will say, Hillary, what's the matter with you? You're going to make money no matter what. Take it easy. Just be so obvious. It's going to come to you. Just take it easy. But the thing about it is you have to understand this. The FBI, the Attorney General, they're in the bag.
Yeah, that's
it. And the best thing about it is that when you look at Barack Obama, if you sat him down and said, B.O., Barry, what are you doing? This isn't you. You came in here and you've killed more people than anyone. Do you understand that? You know, we're in war in Yemen. We're in wars. People can't even spell.
Yeah.
But you know what he taught us? Listen, you get a good-looking guy, a smooth talker, kind of every now and then sings some Al Green, has a nice family.
People love you.
And the moment you say, you know, Obama, what? No. You're a racist. No. So I take it back. He taught everybody that tripwire, that third rail. Don't you, what? You don't like what? No, I just don't like your policy. You're a racist.
Yeah.
Not either. What are you talking about? We have been trained. We're like this learned helplessness dog that's been shocked. We just sit there. We say, look, we don't know what to do.
Let me ask you, Lionel. We're talking to Lionel. You can follow him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. It's hard to disagree with anything Lionel says because he hates everybody. So you're somewhere along those lines, he'll fall in. Let's advance into the future. If Donald Trump is elected, which I don't think he's going to be, but if he is elected, what good do you think that he will bring? What is the advantage to having him be president?
Nothing. It's kind of like Obama. You know, he'll be there saying, okay. The only thing, let me just tell you this. Here is the guy that you've got to worry about. Now, let me tell you this much. I don't surprise anybody, but there is a lot of stuff that I like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I don't think Bernie Sanders was radical enough, by the way, before we get to that. How about that poor Bernie Sanders? I don't know what they did. I don't know who, if Luca Brasi came, or Clemenza, or somebody came to the house and showed him a picture of his family. And
yeah.
Bernie.
That's exactly what happened, because he had the power, even in losing.
In WikiLeaks.
Yeah. He had the power to still be a force, and he gave up. So you know something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are so right.
You look at his face now, and he looks just like, it's not even defeat. It's almost embarrassment. Like he's like, I would have done more had it not been for them threatening my family.
No, but she also turned him in. She said, hey, wait, who's this guy Bernie? And he said, Hillary. No, worry about it. Look, he said, oh, he's a white-haired Jew, socialist, atheist from Brooklyn with a funny, but you think these millennials are going to want him? By the way, The next time you go to one of these staff meetings, the next day you waste money on some consultant, some radio consultant, some flim-flam carnival barker who's going to tell you how to, in the PPM, and they talk about millennials. Let me tell you about the millennials. These people think for themselves. They love Bernie Sanders. How do you love a 74-year-old white-haired socialist? But what? They loved him. He was the biggest thing they've ever... He was a rock star. And Hillary said, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
What are you doing to me? Hillary, I don't know. So what did they do? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, come on in here, honey. Super delegates, uber delegates, super duper delegates, quantum mechanics delegates, particle... and they just said, now you're out. And he was crying. And by the way, those Bernie supporters, those delegates... Those young people, those millennials, they're not going to Hillary.
Yeah.
It's not a lesser included. It's not like, well, if we don't, we the jury. If you can't find them guilty of burglary, they go to trespass. Oh, no. It doesn't work that way. But you asked the question, what about Trump?
Yeah.
You know, you got to work that race Bannon, that Aryan guy who scares the hell out of me, Mike Pence. Have you heard about him?
Oh, he's...
This is the guy who's going to be calling the shots.
Yeah. He hates everybody. He's the worst because he's secret hate. He's trying to fly it under the radar. If you're gay, you don't want to vote for Mike Pence.
Let me tell you something. We have no room in this country. Look, you can joke all you want, but I don't want to live in a country where basically anybody is excluded because of sexual preference. Because it's not so much that it's like, what next?
Right.
If you allow that, then you allow some other stupid, irrelevant reason to discriminate. That's the problem. Now, let me also tell you, you know, Mike, I've noticed you seem to like them guns and them pistols and that Second Amendment thing. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
If you think it's bad now under Hillary Clinton with tacking on the UN, watch it, my friend. Two things. Abolition of the Second Amendment and confiscation.
Don't take my guns.
Water that down.
Don't take my guns.
I'm not going to get rid of the Second Amendment. It'll be there. They'll water it down.
Yeah, you won't be able to afford bullets. You won't be able to have a clip that has more than three. You're not allowed to carry three bullets at one time. I mean, it's exactly what's going to happen. They can't take it away. So they will make it. They will make it no fun. They'll make it impossible for you to even protect yourself in any capacity.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think the government is so interested in taking away your guns? Why do you think that is?
So that I can't form my militia.
You know, it's a funny thing. People say, oh, there you people go, you conspiracy theorists, you with your Second Amendment, you tinfoil hat, stupid bastard, don't you understand that? You can still go hunting. You can still shoot your ducks and your plink your cans and you, nobody, well, really, there's no such thing. Well, why do you want to take my guns away? If it's just a conspiracy theory, if you're not going to take them away, if there's no need for me to ever fear, and by the way, let me just add something to all of your legions of listeners. I'm not worried about necessarily the militia, but the next time Florida, my native state, gets some really serious hurricane and everything shuts down.
Yep.
And there's no ATM, and there's no banks, and there's no Publix, and there's no water, and there's no nothing. And the police say, I'm sorry, 911, we can't get to your house. We can't even handle ambulances. You are on your own. And then one day your wife looks out the street and says, Mike, there's some weird people in the street. I've never seen these people before. I don't think they... Wait a minute, Mike, they're coming up the driveway. Mike, they've got bats. They've got... Now, you think I'm kidding? You think that's... Oh, no.
Not only do I not think you're kidding, but I can pinpoint the time where I think I became gun guy. I went years and years with having one gun, and then I had one shotgun, and then when the hurricane... Remember when we had back-to-back-to-back hurricanes a couple of years ago? I said, look, three of them are coming. This could be bad. And I went out to go buy shotgun shells. We didn't even have an ounce of rain. Beautiful sun in the sky. And I went out to the to Walmart to buy ammunition. And they said, I'm sorry, we can't sell you ammunition. I said, why? And they said, because when the governor declares a state of emergency in Florida, we can't sell ammunition. And I went, you've got to be kidding me.
Something.
And I have stockpiled now so that that never happens to me again. And it is amazing. By the way, I went two blocks up the road to a small local gun store. They'll sell you whatever you want.
And why do you think that is?
Oh, because when...
Why do you think...
That's a way to control things.
You see, that's the part that amazes me. And you see, we have taken politics and it works like this. Here is the Hillary supporter. The Hillary supporter, remember, does not love Hillary. She hates Trump.
Yep.
And she hates the people like you and your guns and his orange skin and his hair and his attitude and his jet. They can't point to facts. They can't point to issues. And they also think that the right, and they're going to think this left-right paradigm is a waste of time, but they think the right, you're stupid, you're closed-minded, you're Bible-thumping, you're in your country music and your Lee Greenwood and your PBR and your pick-em-up drugs and you're just stupid and you've got a flag fetish and you're not progressive and you're homophobic and you're just a backwater Neanderthal, bug-tussle, hillbilly, redneck, you know, chromosomally challenged, you know, cyborg walking around. And the right thinks that Hillary's group are a bunch of commies and, you know, they hate the family. And we have gotten into personality type. This is professional wrestling. There's a heels in the baby.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. That's why it's the best show on television. I'm so looking forward to this next debate strictly because of that. That's exactly what it's become.
Now, what do you think he has to do to kill? What does he have to do? This is the last time. Remember that that tape? Wasn't that Billy Bush tape? Wasn't that interesting how it came out on a Friday, the same day as WikiLeaks?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
So what
and
does
how long do they have that?
What does he do now? What does he after parading the Clinton ladies through the last debate, the Clinton accusers? What does he do now to seal a deal against her? If he could prove somehow that she is as sick as you think that she is, if he can prove that in some way, I think that'll definitely hurt because nobody liked Kane in his vice presidential debate. If he can prove that, or I'm trying to think of what else, because we all know she's a crook. We already know that already, so it's bringing that to the table isn't going to help anything. That's not going to... It has to be something along those lines. It had to be something that some sort of tangible proof of her health, I think, would give him a huge edge.
If I had to tell him what to do in my twisted worldview, I would say, I want you to imagine she's not there and you can't hear her. And I want you to go on. And by the way, this is a trick. If ever you go on any TV show, whenever you're on any TV show and somebody wants to interview you, about anything, you make sure you have 3-4 things, whatever it is you want to say, and you're going to say them no matter what. If they say, Mike, I know we asked you to come on to talk about your radio show, but I'd like to talk to you about Esperanto. And you would say, you know, funny, that reminds me. You know, my radio show, and you go right back to what it was.
Right.
That reminds me. You just lead him back. If he can come out and basically say, this is what a President Trump looks like, because you said it yourself. I can't imagine him doing this. Give us a vision. We're reeling from that. Remember that RNC with Chachi, Antonio Sabato Jr.? What the hell was that all about?
Two superstars.
What was that about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he can get up there and he can say, this is my vision for America. This is what you want. Go down the list. Healthcare, war, crime, law and order. Don't speak to African Americans in the inner city. Really, get a little discipline, understand, but if he came out and acted presidential so that people would have nothing to hang, so that the Saturday Night Live writers, and by the way, Alec Baldwin, who just took Daryl Hammond and just stole it.
Mm-hmm.
All is Trump. I mean, it's not even funny. I mean, I guess he's not really stealing, but in any event, give them so that SNL could say nothing the following week. Give us a vision. What do you want from us? We'll vote for you, but you've got to tell us something. Stop talking about women's looks. Stop talking about something that doesn't matter. Don't just tell us what you're going to do. What is your vision?
By the way, if I can interrupt you, I agree with you.
Certainly.
But it's a little late, so he really has to. Here, if he could start to do that now, I think it's too late. Unless he points it out. Unless he says, listen, America, I'm a showman. It's what got me here. It's being a reality TV star is what made you pay attention to me and what makes you know my name. But at this point in the game, I have to say, and he actually points it out. Because if he doesn't, then we're just going to believe he's full of crap again. No matter how presidential he comes across, we're going to go, all right, he pulled one off. If he'd done that from the first debate on, it'd be a different story. But I agree with you. I just think that he has to be honest about it.
The only thing that my take would be, I would tell Trump, you still have the undecided voter. Look, I got news for you. There are people listening, there are people that you know. They're not necessarily sure.
Yeah.
This is a long time. Remember, have you ever been in the actual booth or whatever this thing is called with your stylist, and you look at it, and you think, wow, that's what it looks like, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Gee, look at it, really. You know what? F it. I'm voting for it. Have you ever done that? People do that more, or something at the last minute, or they're not really sure and they're waiting. There's also something called the recency and the primacy effect. The recency effect is they're going to remember the last thing you said. If we do a closing argument, make sure the last thing they go back, not the first thing. That's important.
Right.
But the last.
Right.
Make
okay.
sure you can say, you know, folks, this is it. All that's done, you know, everybody's loved it, and I'm glad, because Donald Trump created this media, created. Rachel Maddow is beating Megan Fox because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He made CNN. He is an industry. He is something, believe me, nobody wants to see him go. If you ask these people, what do you really want? But he's got to tell somebody, this is what we are looking at. We are on the verge right now of World War III. And that's a misnomer, because we're not going to have multiple countries. You've got very serious folks with very serious tactical weapons, and we do not need this brinksmanship, this taunting constantly. Nobody understands what Syria is about. They have no clue. You're talking also about a flood of refugees. Hey, Florida.
Yeah.
Get ready. We all love the Statue of Liberty. You bring us your this and that. Emma Lazarus, be damned.
Miami, pay attention.
Do you have any idea what's happening?
No, neither does Gary Johnson.
Oh. Gary Johnson, let me tell you something right now. Libertarians... The Libertarian Party, the Libertarian movement is a fraud, because what they've done is, Libertarian is that default. People say, you know, I don't know, I consider myself kind of like a Libertarian. I'm a fiscal conservative and a social, you know, like they do this stuff, and they think that, well, if you want to be cool, and you know, you want to, Republicans who want to smoke dope, that's basically the whole thing. But dope smoking, that's not an issue. I got news for you. Look around. It's going to be not only legal, it's going to be mandatory in a week. That's not your issue. Libertarians are not the only people behind this. This is about corporate fat cats. These are the Koch brothers. Libertarianism is a fraud. It's fascist. You don't know. They're basically using that as a ruse. They're using that to lure people in. And by the way, when people ask me, would you like a third party? No, I'll take a second party. I want two parties. There's one party.
So,
but this is serious. Go ahead, sir.
So I just want to ask you before we wrap up. So at this point, you will not vote. And what do you recommend America do? Nobody has any guidance. No, you're either really pro Hillary or you're kind of like, whatever.
I will tell you this much. If somebody puts a gun to your head, imagine you're at the worst buffet in the world, the worst Panda Express or whatever the hell it is, whatever, I don't know. You're at some buffet and it's awful. Everything is terrible. And you have to, you know, order something. The lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's less.
Right.
That's the old stuff. But if you had the point for one, I would say, here's the thing. This is a known commodity. I know what Hillary Clinton will do because I know what she's done. She has a track record of corruption, and I know this is what she does. Donald Trump, I'm not sure. So you can risk maybe he's not as crazy or not as bad or maybe worse than he is, or you can get somebody that you know is crazy. Imagine you go into the pound, you go into the shelter, and you're going to get a dog. And one dog has bitten 20 people, and the other one...
He's got potential to bite. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Which one do you want? I mean, it's just that simple. Because this business, if you think that somehow the left is alive, the Democratic Party's alive, it ain't. There is no... It's incoherent. It's about big money. It's about Wall Street. It's about war. That's what Hillary Clinton is about. As far as Donald Trump, the problem with him is his number two guy, the guy, his Oz, the guy pulling the levers, is Mike Pence. And he scares the bejesus out of me.
There's no answer. No answer for it. This could be the most fun next 4 years of our lives or the absolute worst thing this earth has seen.
Hillary Clinton's going to win. Clinton's going to win. You do know that.
I do know that. I've been saying that. I've been saying that. And you better like Tim Kaine, because if Hillary Clinton's got some crazy sort of Parkinson's cancer thing that she just wants to be named, she just wants to be in Disney's Hall of Presidents as the first woman president, and then she doesn't care what happens after that, we're all screwed. I have to tell you, I love, as much as I fear it, I love talking to you. You can follow Lionel on Twitter at Lionel Media. And I can't wait to talk to you after the election so we can go, all right, what's next? Yeah. And see what happens right after.
Mike, it's an absolute honor. And again, congratulations on your much deserved success. Let's do it again, my friend. Thank you so very much.
There you go, Lionel.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.